yeah. Tap in with Jackie Gwen. Just embrace us. Oh yeah. Tap in with Jackie Gwen. I hope you enjoy the show. What's good, YouTube? It's your girl, Jackie Gwen, and you are tuning into the Embrace Us podcast, a podcast solely based on embracing those who look just like me and you. So whether it's their passion, their dream, or their goal, or their business, we are here to embrace it. And on today's episode, I have Joelle as my guest. How are you doing today?
What's up? I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. So first, we're going to just tap right in. Just give us a little introduction on who you are, where you're from, school you attend, and what is it we are embracing about you?
All right. So my name is Joelle Pope. I'm from Somerville, South Carolina. You're not, you know, familiar where that's at. You know, Charleston, South Carolina. I'm like right outside of downtown. So I go to the Los Angeles Film School under their recording division. And the reason Miss Jackie is embracing me today is because I am an upcoming producer. That's what I attend school for, but I'm also a live musician and, you know, small DJ, stuff like that. So I'm just glad to be here and to be recognized.
That's good. I'm glad you are here too. I've had a lot of people come on with different things, and you would be the first producer, actually. So that's good. Before we tap more into your business and what you do, we're going to play a little game called Guess the Lyric. So y'all, it's real simple. I'ma just say the lyric and you're gonna guess the song or the artist, whichever one come to mind first. And then yeah. So you ready?
Yeah, let's see.
All right. The first one is, I'm only doing cash. I don't need a promo. I pull up to the high rise. I'm in the 4-4.
That's Roddy Ricch. That's high fashion. I go, yeah. Is that?
Yeah.
No, it is. Oh, okay.
I should have let you second guess to see what you
think. Yeah, that is high fashion. No, I listen to that song like every day. That's one of my favorite songs. But for a minute I thought I was just tripping. Yeah.
All right, cool. You got 1 out of 5 so far. All right. Number 2. No time for moping around. Are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, because I'm winning. I'm gonna say it again.
No, you don't have to. I don't know that off the top of my head.
Chill out.
Like,
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah, do that.
I'll give you the artist. It's Young Thug.
Damn, boy. JD would be so mad right now.
The fact that I didn't even think to give him a Young Thug lyric on his.
Dang. Oh my god, I'm not gonna get it. Is it Old Thug or New Thug? Like,
I don't. Oh no, chill. I'm not that big of a fan. I don't know when the song came out, but I like.
You don't know when the song came out?
No.
I mean, like, when you pick the song, like, you know the song because
I do know
what I'm saying.
I'm not saying I know the song because it's a popular song. I know the song because I just. Like, I listened to it.
Oh, because you like the song.
Yeah, I like
the song. I'm not getting that one. What is it?
Just Might Be.
Yeah, I wasn't. Yeah, no.
Okay, so you got 1 out of 5, 1 wrong, 1 right.
It's all right.
You got 3 more. All right, you ready?
Uh-huh.
No time for moping around. Oh, wait, I just did that one. Joelle, I'm
cap. Wow.
I messed up. That wasn't even that song.
Oh, my God. All right, so we're going to start over.
Nah, I'm going to tell you.
I'm one for one.
No, you still got the other. You could guess out here. You could guess the lyrics again. I'm gonna tell you who this artist is for real. It's Mary J. Blige. It's a well-known song. Everybody knows it.
Real Love.
No, not that one. The other one.
Dang, and I just listened to her because it was her birthday, man. I don't know the name of her songs though. That's the thing. Like the old people songs, I don't be knowing the name of them. I just know them. Like when they come on, I'd be like, oh, okay, like we get it, you know, we getting jiggy. I don't know the name of them.
That man said jiggy. The first word is just. What? The first word in the title of the song is just.
Yeah, I don't know it, man. I'm watch when you say, I'm gonna be like, dang, I know that.
Go ahead. Just fine.
Yeah, I did know that. Dang, I do. All right. Dang, man.
Dang. I'm mad because I gave you the wrong freaking title. I don't even need to say the other one. I don't even need to say the Young Thug lyric because I already gave you the title. Do you remember?
Yeah, I know it. Uh-huh. Just might be.
You know what? You can have that one since I messed up. So you got 2 out of 3. All right. 2 out of 3. Number 4. You ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You should know these next two songs because you just should. Take a seat right over there. Sat on the stairs, stay or leave. The cabinets are bare.
I got it.
And I'm unaware.
I got it. That's Middle by.
Ooh.
That's not. Take a seat right over there. No, I
give it to you.
It's
But you just missing a word. I ain't gonna be petty though. It's okay.
I'm missing a word.
Man, you got the main word of the song.
In the middle. In the middle. Like it's by
too many words Zed, now.
The middle. Okay.
Yeah.
By something Morris Medlin Zed Morris and
it's okay. You got the title.
No, I know the song. Like, the names. I can pull it up, but I don't know. Like
no, you got it. You got it. It's by Gray Zed and Mara Morrison.
Mara Morrison, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Zed. Yeah.
Okay, so you 3 for 5. We got one more.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The final one. Okay. I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car sideways.
That don't even rhyme.
Classic song. You should know it.
That don't even rhyme. You gotta give me more than that.
No, you should know that it's the first line of the song. I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car.
You gotta give me more than that. Give me more than that. That's no, one line.
It's gonna get, if I give you more, that's the title of the song.
Okay, well then give me other lyrics in the song. That's not, you know what I mean?
I give you the chill. I'll give you the artist.
Oh, okay.
It's Prince.
Prince.
Yeah. This one my
say it again.
I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car, sideways.
Okay, that definitely don't sound like Purple Rain.
No, sir.
I'm running my Prince songs. That don't sound like it's party like it's 99.
By the way you park your car sideways.
I will die for
that
you.
That it wouldn't last.
I know this song. I know the song.
By the way you park your car. Think of a car.
Okay, I understand. Listen. Let me process this because I know this song. Like, it's a Prince song. Like, shut up. Let me think.
Come on.
Can I look at my phone?
No, you may not. What?
Oh man, I know this song. Like, I promise you, I gotta download it, man. But I don't know the name.
So you can see the title.
What?
Why would? Because you're gonna see the title, like if you.
And that's all I need. That's cheating. I already got the song in there. It's not cheating. I know the song. I just can't think of the name.
Then sing some more lyrics of the song.
Run me the chorus. Sing the chorus of the song.
No, the chorus is the name of the song.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Did I already say I would die for you?
No.
I already said that.
The word red is in the title.
Red? You said red?
Yes. Come on, bro. Oh my God. The name of a car is in the title.
I wanna be your lover. The name
no.
of a car. I'm just thinking a Prince song.
I must say that's not the song.
Corvette, hot to the moon. What? I was right. Red Corvette.
That's not the name. Yes, but you got to get the first word of the title. You got Red Corvette. What's the first word?
Her. Red no. Corvette. The Red Corvette.
Nah.
A Red Corvette.
Pequeño.
Small Red Corvette.
What's another word for small?
Little Red Corvette.
Yeah, you have to guess the you have to guess the full title. I shouldn't even really give you that one because, to be quite honest, I gave you really all the hints and all the hints really. You know what?
Stop.
No, because you know I give it to you. You got 4 out of 5.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think about how many JD got. I don't think I think JD probably got 2. 2 or 3. I was like, oh,
I mean, because
no.
You did a good job. I thought you'd have did like popular songs, just like straight popular songs. But like,
that's no, too easy. Like,
you got to know music, you know? It's a little different.
Yeah. Too easy. All right, y'all. So that's the end of Guess the Lyric. Joelle got 4 out of 5. Sort of. But moving on, so let's tap into you and your business. What is your inspiration? What inspired you to start producing, to start playing? What is it? What made you say, you know what, I'm finna do this?
Growing up, I went to church. I mean, I still go to church, my dad. Yeah, I'm a church kid, you know. Y'all know how that go. Yeah, so I started off playing the drums. I was really good. I was actually really good. I still am good. If you want to know, just ask me. But then it was a lot of drummers at our church. We had like 3 or 4 drummers. And I was irritated of waiting to play. So I started playing keyboard. And then like keyboard came like really, really easy to me. So then from then it went to... I think it was one Christmas I asked for an iPad, and it was the very first iPad, actually, like the OG iPad. Oh, so I get the iPad, you know, and first app I go to download is GarageBand. And if you're a producer and you know and you follow Apple, GarageBand used to be like $5. I was like 12 years old, so like $5, it wasn't like a lot, but it was like, first of all, I had no card. So, you know, like, I got to go buy the little iTunes. You had to buy the iTunes gift card, not no Apple App Store. It wasn't that, man. It was iTunes back then. So I bought the iTunes card.
Yeah.
Had GarageBand on there. And I started making beats. And, you know, it went from there. And it grew all the way through middle school. And then high school, where I was, like, fully into playing, like I actually had learned multiple instruments by high school. I was playing bass guitar. I say guitar, but I'm not that good at guitar, but you know, I can figure some stuff out. Ukulele, mm-hmm. I'm way better on ukulele than I am on guitar. I don't know why. I already said bass, I think, and then, you know, drums and keys. So I started doing some arrangements. I won some competitions at my school for like battle of the bands type stuff. All the judges said like they loved my arrangements. And I also did vocal arrangements. I'm not a singer, but I told the vocals, you know, this is what I want. Do this part of the song like this. Even if I couldn't sing it, I could play it. So I would tell them where to go, tell them harmonies and stuff like that. So then you know, that's when they're like, are you interested in being a producer because you have your
The skill
creative
set.
ability, yeah, is really dope for your age. You know, at that time I was like 17, 18. So then I started to take it seriously, and it got me to, you know, where I am now. And it's just, you know, I've had the opportunity to, you know, chime in on producing some records for some people, whether it's
Yeah, for sure.
gospel, R&B, hip hop. And so, you know, now I'm like, I'm fully into it, like fully into it. So that's kind of where it comes from. That's where I get it from. So, yeah.
That's good. That's good. So tell us how, like, what you plan to do with producing. Do you plan to keep doing it forever, you know, or maybe something different? What's your plan?
Let's see how I can put this. So like, I'm a not trying to sound bad to anybody, but like I'm a money hungry type of person. Not that I'll do anything for money, but it's like, you know,
You're
I
just
want to
chasing the
be
bag.
comfortable. Yeah, I want to be comfortable. I want to be stable.
Stable,
I don't
yeah,
want to
for sure.
produce my whole life. I want to grow. I would love to start off as, you know, oh, he's a dope producer. And then later, you know, I may have a couple of artists that are under me.
Absolutely.
Stuff like that. I want to expand, not just grow, because you can grow in the area that you're in, but I want to expand, and it bleed over into a new area, whether it's, you know, producer, and then it goes to record label owner or CEO or chairman or president. Like I don't want to have to clock in every day.
Right.
I want to be on a serious salary, you know, sooner than later, actually, where I'm not,
Absolutely.
you know, worried about my hours for the week, where it's like, okay, I'm gonna make this amount every year, no matter what, until I get a raise or a bonus. And so, you know,
Right.
depending on where I go, because right now, like it's always changing with me. And it's not changing as I don't know what to do, but changing as to I'm soaking everything up like a
Growth.
sponge. Yes, like at first it was just playing, you know, it's making beats, now it's producing. Who knows what is next? I'm just soaking everything in, because I believe it's better to know a little bit about everything than to know a lot about one thing. And so I'm just being a sponge. I'm just learning how the game works. Then I, you know,
Absolutely.
with money that I bring in, I also still want to be, you know, a little entrepreneur. You know, I feel like that's
Understood.
everybody's dream, to own
Yeah,
your
for
own
sure.
business. But, you know, I want to be able to invest money and watch my investment make money. So, however
Absolutely.
that, if that's music, if it's freaking real estate, like it doesn't matter to me.
Someone.
It's just, it's
Yeah.
a brand that I'm, that's really what it is. It's like building a brand that, you know, even if it's a neighborhood, like, oh yeah, Joel did that. Joel, the producer, yeah, he did that. You
Right.
know, or if it's a venue, owning a couple of venues to host shows. Oh, this Joel venue. Dang, he got a
Absolutely.
neighborhood and a venue. Like it won't stop. I don't want it to stop. I want it to overflow. So I'm gonna
Continuously.
stop talking now, because I could talk for days. So yeah.
Oh, no, you're good, but I absolutely understand that. You know, having continuously money coming in from what you made, what you built, started from the bottom, and now you're here, you know. I
Right.
didn't even mean to quote a lyric, but to be
All
honest,
right,
for real,
Drake. That
not
little
no,
light
but for
skin
real.
vibe.
That's the best feeling to, you know, build your
Yeah.
own and continue to see it grow, and then you leave on a legacy for, you know, the next generation to come. So
Exactly.
tell us about an experience where you was just like, I never do this again. Like, I never play for them again. I never produce for them again. Tell us an
Bet.
experience.
Bet. So I was at Clark. I was at Clark. Many of y'all don't know. I went
Shout
to
out to
Clark for
CAU.
the illustrious. Yeah. I went to Clark for one semester, and y'all gonna be joking. I'll be like, one semester? What did you learn? Exactly. I'm just playing. Now, Clark was dope. Clark was dope. It just wasn't
for you.
exactly on the lines of what I wanted to do. So,
Absolutely,
I wasted a
understood.
little bit of money, but I promised my parents I'll make it back here. Yeah, anyways. But I met some people, and I had the opportunity to travel to Mississippi for a gig. And I took the gig. It paid me it paid me some money. It paid me some money. That's why I took the gig, because I hadn't need that money. And so, not trying to be like it's all about money, but it was like, I'm a college student. I need
No, for
fun.
real. Not even trying to
So
be funny.
yeah, it was like it was one rehearsal, and then the next day I went to Mississippi, like or the ne or 2 days after. So you know what I'm saying? For I would tell you how much I had got paid, but
Nah,
yeah,
keep that to yourself.
anyways, where like yeah, just know it I wasn't going to Mississippi for no $50, no $100. So just so y'all can think about that. So I went to Mississippi, did the gig. They had an amazing time, came back, got paid, yada yada yada. Kept in touch with old dude. Old dude hit me back, let's say last year, January.
Okay.
This is all a year ago, by the way. He said, "Hey man, I loved what you did when you came down to Mississippi, yada yada yada.
Yeah.
I want to put out this gospel song." I'm like, "Oh, okay, cool." He's like, I want you on it." I'm like, "Oh, okay, so me now, I'm like, oh yeah, I get my opportunity. I'm about to show these people what I can do." He was like, "But I'm gonna send you what I got, and I want you to structure it for me." And then, so I'm like, "Okay, like I hear you talking good game, but you ain't talking no money, you ain't talking no royalties, you know what I'm saying? You
Yeah.
just want me to, And so he was
You
like,
want me to
"Well,
do
yeah." So then he was like, "No, I'll pay you for the
it?
structure." So then I went back and I was like, "Listen, I'll structure, but that's not all I want to do, because you just paying me for a structure. I don't get no credit for nothing, and
Right.
stuff like that." And then I told him I want to produce it, honestly. Even if I just co-produce, I want my name to be attached so people can know like
Right.
I'm serious,
For sure.
you want my help, you know what I'm saying? You want my ideas, you want my creativity, but you ain't want to give me the credit. So
Oh, bro, like, come on now.
he got a little I felt like he got a little hostile, because I told him I don't want to accept your offer. And then he texted me back. He was like, he actually called me. He was like, "I didn't offer you anything. An offer is on paper, and yada yada yada." So I was like,
What?
"Man," I said,
You
"Well,
know
listen
what?
here."
Absolutely not.
I said, "You're right. My bad. Thank you for your invitation, but I don't
Keep
want to
your
be a part
business
of it.
respectful.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I don't
okay.
want to be a part of it. I wish you the best. God bless you. Have a nice day." It's a year later, and I ain't hear them put nothing out. But we're not gonna speak on that. But I regret
I'm crying.
showing people like what all I could do, and having them sort of like take advantage of what I can do. I
Absolutely.
feel like that's it kind of stings a little bit that people think that they can, get over on you and stuff
Just,
like that.
yeah.
Right. So yeah, like if it's one thing I regret, it's definitely like connecting myself with him and showing that, like, oh, he's serious about this and you can use him or he can help you. So that's one thing I regret for sure.
Understood. That's crazy that you kind of said that, because when I did Rodney's interview, we were talking about how people will kind of walk over you. You just got to know who you're dealing with. You got to feel like they vibe and learn their character. So if you do decide to do business with them, you know, okay, this person is really business, really organized, really about it, and not just trying to run over me and use my gift, you know, just to help them, but not help me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
So I
exactly.
would definitely say, anybody out there listening, just watch the people you come around, watch the people you let in your inner circle, watch the people you decide to do business with. You never know what their real motive is. And that's just facts. Mm-hmm. Like, for real.
For sure.
What was I about to say? Dang. Oh, last question. What keeps you going? What keeps the motivation? What keeps your mind saying, you know what, this is my passion. I got to continue to do it. No matter what hardship you encounter, what keeps you pushing?
It's a good question. That's a great question. Not that I don't know the answer. I'm just trying to think of how to put it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good support system. You know, I have my family. Dang, I need to stop saying but my mom and my dad said something to me the other day. They were saying how I am their biggest investment. And it put some pressure on me because, like, growing up, I wasn't the very, very athletic kid that, you know, I played sports, don't get me wrong, but it's just, like, it didn't stick to me,
that wasn't,
you know?
Yeah, that
wasn't me. Like, I love to play basketball. I'll go play basketball with people all day long. But it's no... The joy I get for doing music and the joy I get for playing basketball is two totally different things. I'll get tired of playing basketball, but I'll stay up, you know, 3, 4, 5 in the morning, knowing I got to be up at 7, 8 o'clock for work. But if I'm working on music and I want to finish it, like my passion and my Jesus Christ, I just drew a blank. How determined I am to be successful in that is really,
for sure,
really, like, I pursue it, you know. I don't want to be, like, sound cliche-ish, but, like, to death. Like, I mean, like, I, you know what I mean? It's just, that's just how it is. I also have me, like, a little vision board over there. I'm not going to show you it because nothing is written on there for 2021 yet.
It's all right.
I still got my quotes. Yeah, I got like quotes on there and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, I would say my support system for sure. Like, I have some people that, you know, like when I had some family members pass away and I took a step back from music, they were livid. They was like, I'm, you know, like when I had to tell them, like, hey man, I don't have no drive for it. And I had to fuel my grief and turn it into drive and turn it into motivation. So in a way, I feel like now that I'm speaking about it, I feel like I use everything as motivation. And it's weird. I try to turn anything into motivation. If I'm mad, I'm gonna put that energy, you know, into music, because not to sound nerdy, but you know, like if y'all paid attention in school, like energy, matter is not created nor destroyed. The amount of energy is always the same. It can just be transferred and moved into something else. So, you know, if I'm mad, fuel, you know, let's gas. Like, let's go. Let's get driving. I'm going to work on music. If I'm sad, like, nigga, get up. I didn't even say that word. but yeah, like, get up. Do something. You know what I mean? Like, only time I may not do something is when I'm tired. But even when I'm tired, you know, I'll take a 30-minute nap, wake back up. All right, I got to finish this project, like, at all costs, because this is what I want to do. And if I prolong it now, I'm always going to prolong it. I'm always going to procrastinate it. And I can't do that in the real world when I get out there. And I got to, let's say I'm working on the track for a little baby, and he got a date in mind. I can't sit there and tell him, well, man, I'm tired today. I don't want to work on it. Like, no, he paying
he
me.
My what?
He get 200 an occasion. So, you know, I can't be, you know, slacking and lacking, because then that's my name out there. Like, don't go to him. He going to take forever.
Right, he going to take forever. Project. He like, never
no,
get
you. You got to, right now is the time. Like, there's no better time than the present. So,
come on.
That's my motivation. I know where I want to go. The only thing from stopping me, the only thing stopping me is me from getting there.
Come on.
So if I get out of my own head and just boom, like a friend of mine told me, you know, if you are so serious about what you're doing, everybody else will see it. you wouldn't have to say how serious you are.
Right.
And so that's
it's all
one
action.
Thing he told me. Right. He said, no, if you're serious about it, people are going to see it. You know, they may not want to accept it. And, you know, they're going to talk. But
the haters.
As long as you're serious and you let it be known that you're serious and you're professional and all of that, they ain't going to knock you for it. Because at the end of the day, they just don't like the spot that you're in because they wish they were there to begin with. So
absolutely.
That's my motivation. Everything motivates me. Haters motivate me. I tell them thank you every day.
We love when people get mad.
Yeah. What? What?
That's the best.
What?
Are you mad?
I love that. Please. You don't like my music? That's fine.
That's cool.
That's fine.
Somebody else do. That's cool.
Word. Trust me. Ain't nothing but a G thing to me. You know?
Come on.
Sorry.
No, for real.
I'm making money off of it. It's residual around here.
Come on.
Not a opinionated, so.
Right. That's absolutely.
Any more questions for me, Miss Jackie?
No. Actually, just tell the people how they can stay connected with you and how they can reach you if they want to connect, you know.
So you're gonna put this in there, right? Like you'll have if she don't, you know, she'll probably put it in the description. But I'm on Facebook. Y'all already got my name, Joel Pope. I'm on Instagram _J0E, 1, 2 more underscores.
And all of this will be put in the bio and it'll be on the screen.
Y'all don't need my Twitter.
No, sir. Just this.
Yeah, just DM me on Instagram. Actually, Instagram is probably the best way to reach me. Facebook, I got my notifications turned off. So y'all be wilding. So, yeah, let me know. I'm actually working on an artist right now. I'm really happy to be working on. He's like my little brother. Y'all be on the lookout for the name of Brendan Jones. He's about
Period.
To blow up. Mark my words. Jackie knows him.
And he is.
The kid can sing. And
speaking
I'm glad to be
existence.
Glad to be working with him. So he is about to, y'all about to be seeing me and him a lot more. If y'all already follow me and y'all know him and y'all know me, y'all about to be seeing him a whole lot more. So let's support each
Ooh,
other.
I'm
man.
Excited. You just like, got me hyped. Come on, Brendan.
Nah, like we had a phone call today. Like it's, trust me. If everything go right, like we just planned it, Brendan is going to have some stuff out by the summertime. And I'm making a statement. The only way this stuff don't go out is if I don't like it.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah, I'm quality over quantity. So if it don't sound right and it don't hit me, it's
Absolutely.
Not going to be out. I'm sorry. So other than that, y'all stay tuned. He's about to start dropping.
Shout out to Brendan.
Some stuff.
Shout out to Brendan.
So, yeah, y'all going to be seeing me repost him. So if you follow me, I'll be reposting him and then you can follow him. But
Absolutely.
Man, I'm excited. Like, we got some stuff. We got.
You just got me hype. I'm excited, too. So, y'all, make sure y'all stay tapped in with Joel and Brendan. Since you mentioned him, I'm going to go ahead and put Brendan's stuff in the bio as well.
Yeah,
but y'all stay tuned in. Stay connected. And, man, just do what you do. But thanks for tapping in. And bye.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
Yeah, oh yeah. Tap in with Jackie Gwen. Just embrace us. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Tap in with Jackie Gwen.